Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today going to be a mixture of sun and clouds. We'll have a high only near 15 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 9 above, plus 5 in Burlington, Milwaukee 9 degrees in Racine. A man from Milwaukee who's jailed in Kenosha for allegedly planning a machine gun attack on a Milwaukee Masonic Center is continuing to maintain his innocence. 23-year-old Sammy Hamze entered a not guilty plea in federal court to grand jury charges that are connected to the alleged purchase of weapons. He's due back in court March 29th. Between now and then, Hamze's attorney is going to be going through more than 100 recordings made by the FBI. They arrested his client as part of a sting. Hamze allegedly planned to kill dozens of people at that Milwaukee facility. He says the allegations are untrue. A Kenosha man facing charges after a search of his apartment by the Kenosha Drug Operations Group on Monday, it turned up a large amount of marijuana. That's according to a news release. K-Dog seizing bagged marijuana plus more than 50 young marijuana plants in the apartment in the 6700 block of 36th Avenue. 57-year-old Jim Mangan has been charged with 4 felony counts of delivering marijuana within 1,000 feet of a park and 1 count of possession with intent to deliver. Formal charges filed on Tuesday. When it comes to liquor law violations, it's not supposed to matter how big or small a business is. Even though the Bratstop's attorney highlighted the establishment's gross sales and payroll at a Kenosha license revocation hearing this week, Deputy City Attorney Matt Knight says the state and local laws give no breaks to the big guys, and that's why it didn't come into play.
Statutorily, Wisconsin statutory section treats all licensees the same, whether they serve 2 customers a month or 20,000 customers a month. We issue the same licenses to each of the businesses. They go through the same review process pursuant to state law. And in addition to our demerit point system, statutorily there's a basis for review and revocation as well. And there's only a single procedure contained within state law as well.
Following a lengthy proceeding Monday night, members of the City Council's Licensing and Permit Committee dished out a slight break to the Bratstop, which is also facing disciplinary action for several violations accumulated over a 2-year period. Committee voting to recommend that an underage loitering citation not be counted for the purpose of the demerit point system. If the full council goes along next month, the action will drop the Bratstop from the danger zone. UW-Madison Athletic Director Barry Alvarez trying to get back some of the $1 million he and his family lost in a Ponzi scheme. Alvarez, in his lawsuit against several Madison attorneys, claims they committed malpractice when he hired them to look into Capital Investments USA, that back in 2005. It was prior to he and his son investing over $1 million. The man who ran Capital Investments, Nevin Shapiro, in Miami Beach, pleading guilty 6 years ago to securities fraud, part of a $930 million Ponzi scheme. 38-year-old woman Angela Staten in Milwaukee gets a 14-year prison term for her role in a tax and identity theft scheme, which also has her sisters facing charges. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue indicates hundreds of identities were stolen by Angela, Sharon, and Tawanda Staten, who obtained nearly $250,000 by filing bogus income tax returns for the years 2011 and 2012. Sharon Staten is going to be sentenced on Friday. The case against Tawanda Staten is still pending. This country has the world's largest and safest air traffic control system, some of the most critical facilities relying on technology that's more than 50 years old, according to Sharon Pinkerton, Senior VP for Policy at Airlines for America.
The U.S. air traffic control system is no longer the gold standard when it comes to air traffic control.
She notes the system is safe, but it could still be improved. The group's president is going to be telling Congress today about the need to modernize air traffic control, enhance safety, and to make flying more efficient. A public hearing on the rezoning of 3 additional parcels related to the Wilcom development proposal at Spring Street and Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant lasted just 10 minutes. The only person to speak was Charles Hockma, who addressed the project as a whole being bad for that location.
There's going to be more traffic, more accidents, and there's quite a few accidents as there is right now. And that's just one. And in interfering with people leaving their driveways or returning. Also, the value of properties around the area will not increase in value. as historically has been the case when commercial development has moved in.
Two Ohio Street parcels, one on Sunnyside Avenue, tie into the other 12 that were okayed earlier for rezoning by the Village Board. That approval process still has several more hurdles before that proposed gas station, convenience store, restaurant, donut shop, car wash can become reality. A resolution to name Harbor Park at the Reef Point Marina in honor of former County Executive Len Zilkowski got unanimous approval from the Racine County Board last night. Supervisor Bob Miller noting it's something that the county can do that is wholly appropriate and fitting.
It'll be great for Mr. Zilkowski's family to know that very soon all who visit our beautiful marina and lakefront will be aware that Len Zilkowski was the key person in the creation of this excellent public resource for our citizens and for all of our visitors.
A ceremony to rename the park will be held sometime this spring. Zilkowski died 20 years ago at the age of 51. Petrifying Springs Park in Kenosha County is still closed and will be until later this month. Logging crews keep working to remove ash trees.
Kenosha County Parks Director Jonathan Rudy says right now it's expected the park will reopen February 20th. Warmer weather slowed the logging work over the past several days. The entire park has been closed for the tree removal project. To protect the loggers and the public, Rudy noting that logging is listed as one of the most dangerous occupations in the U.S. The county is in the process of removing more than 2,600 ash trees from its parks as part of the comprehensive Emerald Ash Borer program. Once the project is finished at Pets, the work will move to Brightondale and Fox River Parks, which will also be closed while the ash trees are removed. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
New strain of bacteria causing Lyme disease infections in the upper Midwest, according to a report in this week's edition of the British medical journal Lancet. Researchers indicate the newly discovered bacteria appear to infect ticks throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota, the bacteria causing symptoms that are different from those usually connected with Lyme disease infection. Racine-based S.E. Johnson's donated 54,000 units of off-insect repellent to the County of Hawaii Civil Defense Agency to help protect against mosquitoes that carry the dengue fever. Since the initial outbreak of that fever last fall, more than 250 cases have been reported. In Madison, a bill allowing online voter registration while also eliminating deputy registrars for sign-up has passed the state Senate. Republican Devin LeMahieu is the author.
The one fallacy that's really been missed here is that we're eliminating voter registration drives. No, we're making sure everybody can do voter registration drives. I can go out now and do a voter registration drive.
He says these changes bring greater security as well to the state's voter registration system. Just a reminder that with the primary election coming up next Tuesday, and for the general election in April, you will need a valid photo ID to cast a ballot. The nearest DMV office will provide a free state ID, if nothing else. Primary is next Tuesday again. It includes several local decisions that'll finalize the ballot for April 5th. That will also be Wisconsin's presidential primary. As for the ID requirement, more information is online at bringit.wi.gov. And the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau indicates that the state spent nearly $58 million more than was available on eight programs last year. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the state computer project called STAR soaked up the most additional money, $25.5 million. Joint Committee on Finance will meet today to review ways of pulling back on some of that spending. WRJN.com, our webpage is there with newscasts throughout the day. Go into the local news section. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, AM 1400, WRJN News.